Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Begin in Delaware County, where kids under 16 will have to wear helmets when they ride electric scooters and e-bikes in Haverford Township. It's the new rule designed to improve safety after a girl was killed while she was on a scooter. Take you to Havertown now. Get the story from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, see, and the Haverford Township Board of Commissioners passed this new ordinance at last night's meeting. There is a grace period to start. It'll be through the end of the year. Kids under 16 who are caught not wearing a helmet when on an electric scooter or bike, they're going to get a warning at first. Then on January 1st, that's when violators will get a $25 fine. And we just actually talked to Haverford Township Police Chief John Viola, who says how it's going to work is they're not going to give the kid a ticket, you know, for that penalty, but they're going to send a citation to that child's home address after talking to their parents or guardians. Now, officials here are hoping to prevent kids from seriously getting hurt or worse. It was back in June when 12-year-old Abby Gillen was killed and her best friend was badly injured in a crash in Aston, Delaware County. Concerned parent Sean Egan tells NBC 10 he thinks the new ordinance is a good idea, but it should only be the start.
I actually think the board should be doing a little bit more about the rules and regulations of what types of scooters can be on the road, operated by whom, because, as you know, of the dangerous speeds.
Now, over in Montgomery County, there are rules on e-bike usage on county trails based on weight, power, and speed. Last month, officials voted to triple the fine for violations. On the state level, Senator Tim Carney, with the help of Gillen's family, said he would introduce Abby's Law, Ian, to create safety regulations for e-scooters here throughout Pennsylvania.
Tim Jimenez in Haverford Township this morning.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.